Welcome to another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, brought to you by Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. I'm Jim Field, joined by Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, and Chris Parks. Pretty good horse race we got going on here on our program, and we've got eight more football games to take a look at from around the Nishna Valley area here tonight. We'll do that right after we take this short time out here on Who's Gonna Win on KJAN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, you probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Well, welcome back to Who's Gonna Win here in week four of the high school football season. Let's take a look at what we did last week. Last week, we had a pretty good week, actually. It wasn't too bad. Chris went perfect. He was 8-0. Nice job.
Thank you.
I don't know whose paper you were cheating off of.
Please dole the applause.
Yeah, well, that happened a long time ago. Doug and I were each 7-1. Matt had the tough week. He went 6-2. Went from first to worst.
That seems to be a trend, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yep. So look out, Chris.
Heads up, Chris.
I'm next.
Here's how we did it last week. It was Fremont Mills beating Cam 45-34, and that was a winner for Chris and Doug. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 51-26. Matt had no doubt about that. We all picked up a win there with Exira EHK. Adair Casey was a winner over Lamoni, 82-44. We all won that game. Yikes. Griswold beat Underwood 41-7. We all picked Griswold and were successful there. Doug had a brain cramp with AHST in Westwood. It was the Vikings winning 24-6, and he decided to shake things up.
Didn't work out so well.
Your only loss of the week.
Well, if I hadn't have gone first on that one, I would have listened to what Chris had to say, and I'd be 8-0-2.
There you go. Listen to Chris. Cheat off his paper. Mm-hmm. East Mills beat Riverside 41-7. That was a winner for all of us. IKM Manning defeated Tri-Center 28-20. Matt was the only one that took Tri-Center there. And then Creston defeated Atlantic 28-14, and we all had Creston there. So that's how that played out. Let's not even go into the tiebreaker. Let's just hope we'll be no need for a tiebreaker this year. Although it's the way it's shaping up right now. After last week, Chris is in the lead now, 19-5 on the year, and everybody else is 18-6. So it's a horse race here this time of the year. Let's get after week number four. See if we can shake it up. It's Southwest Valley at Cam. That's our broadcast game tonight. And Chris, 8-0 boy, we'll get you first chance at this one. What do you think?
All right, yeah, this is an interesting game here. Southwest Valley has obviously had some early season success here, as you know, a new combined program, and trying to kind of get the ball rolling in the right direction there, and they've done pretty well so far. They have a running back that's done pretty well in Barton. That's had over 500 yards on the ground, 7 touchdowns. Cam, you know, they've had some tough games here so far. But I liked what I saw from them in week one against Adair Casey. I think they've lost mainly to pretty good teams here so far in the young season. And I like what their young quarterback can do as he gets some more experience in the Tickner kids. So I think this being at home helps a lot, and I'm going to take Cam here at home.
Okay, one for Cam. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Southwest Valley is the merged Villisca Corning program. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, it's tough because all these teams, they create these directional valleys. So it's been Ridge Valley, Southwest Valley, Nishnabotna Valley. Okay. Cam, you know, a tough loss there last week. But, you know, Corning has had traditionally a pretty good history in football here the past few years. And I think, you know, strengthening up with Villisca coming in because they had a pretty good season to end their, their school running by themselves, you know, last year. They were pretty successful. So now they've combined together. So I'm going to go with Southwest Valley on the road.
Okay, Matt's shaking it up. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I like the balanced offense that it seems like Southwest Valley's shown. As Chris mentioned, they have a back that's rushed over 500 yards, and they've also gotten around 400 yards passing out of their quarterback as well. You know, and they are, I think, 3-1, possibly not 2-1, is the – as the sheet says there, Jim. Faulty information, but
from the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
I don't know, but you know, they had one law, a tough
hey,
loss.
It's good knowing you here, Doug.
Yeah, well, Doug won't be able to join us anymore on who's going to win, but it is your station. I'm sorry about that, Jim.
No problem.
No, so it's you know, they did have one tough loss against Sydney, but it was a close game, and I have to agree with Matt. I think Southwest Valley is going to take this one. You know, Cam's got to get their ship. Write it, I think.
Okay, well, everybody tends to want to look at the there are two different records on the sheet. One is the overall record, then there's the district record. And if you look at the overall, Cam not looking so hot right now. There's 1-3, but I like to look at the other one because that's the one that really matters. And the both teams are 1-1. Cam's at home. I just don't see him losing two district games. I mean, this is a team that came in with playoff aspirations to start the season, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here at home. I'm going to go with Chris. And I'm going to play for Cam to be at home. Plus, the game is at Anita, and Chris and I have to sit there and face all those folks. So, you know.
Yeah. You want to make sure you have a good meal pregame.
Where's
meal.
Your bread butter?
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got two for Cam, two for Southwest Valley here in game number one. Another eight-man game on our list here this week. Exira EHK is on the road at Charter Oak Ute. Matt, what do you see happening here?
Okay. Well, definitely it was a great win for Exira EHK last week. You know, there was even a few of us out there that even may have picked them, but yet still had a little bit of reservations back there. You know, were they back at full strength to where they everybody kind of thought they were? And then they came out and just played a phenomenal game. The defense really clamped down, and I think that's going to probably definitely be their strength throughout the season that's going to carry them through there. So with that, I think I'm going to pick the Spartans. You know, hopefully they don't have a letdown, especially going on the road here. But I'm going to go with the Spartans.
Okay, that's one for Sparty. Doug, what do you like?
Well, Matt mentioned EHK, Exira's defense, and they do have five interceptions on the year. And then when you look at Charter Oak Ute as a quarterback that throws the ball around and has gotten four touchdowns but also has thrown four interceptions. So a squad that is maybe prone to giving up the turnover that way. You know, it's interesting, too, if you look at Charter Oak Ute's scores, they've scored 80 points. In winning a game, and they've lost by giving up 80 points. So it's kind of an unusual scoreboard there that they have. I'm going to take the Spartans on the road.
Okay, that's two. I'm going to make it three. And I like that comment, too, because everybody tends to focus a lot on offense first usually. But, you know, defense isn't necessarily always about big guys. Extreme speed on defense can really cause a lot of problems, especially in the eight-man game. And Exira EHK does tend to fly around awful fast back there in some key spots. And it's pretty easy to run an effective offense when you're playing a short field all the time through the turnovers. So I like the Spartans on the in this ball game on the road. Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to make it a clean sweep here. I think that Exira EHK is just too good. They got the talent advantage here. I think people were impressed by the way that they were kind of able to slow down that rushing game a little bit for West Harrison, and they're rolling right now, so I'll take the Spartans.
Very good. All right. Well, that's all we got for eight-man games here on the list. We're going to move into 11-man football here after we take this short timeout. Back in a minute.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, let's take a look at game number three on our list. It's Griswold on the road at AHST, one of the better matchups, it looks like, here coming up tonight in the area. The two teams battling, both in the AP top 10 in their class this week, so should be a fun matchup over at Avoca. Doug, what's going to happen here?
Well, you know, I looked at their schedules, and you know, HST is 3-0, and the Vikings burned me last week. I did not pick them. I had that brain cramp that you referenced earlier. You know, so that record is, it looks nice, but you know, I don't know that their wins have been against very impressive teams. And you know, Griswold has had a couple nice wins after stumbling out of the gate against St. Albert, but that's St. Albert. So I'm going to take the Tigers on the road. That ground game that they've got, I like them to use that and ride it to victory.
Okay, that's one for Griswold. I'm going to go the other direction. I'm going to take AHST at home. They're pretty tough to beat at home. They've got a pretty solid record at home over the last many years, and this is a pretty good early matchup in district play. Both of these teams are thinking right now that they might be in the hunt for a district title, not just a playoff berth, and one of them's going to suffer a loss here tonight. It's just hard to go on the road and win at a quality program like AHST. I'm taking the Vikings. Chris?
Yeah, this is a really tough game to pick and look at and kind of, you know, compare. If you compare scores, there's not too much to split hairs there with these two teams. And I think AHST, there seem to be a little bit more balanced. Nathan Herbst, their quarterback, can do some nice things, both throwing and running the ball. Griswold, more of a traditional stay-on-the ground type of team. And Kenneth Clary's done a great job for him doing that so far this year. I was really impressed by that win last week by Griswold, especially, you know, the amount that it became. But I'm kind of leaning towards how you're feeling, Jim. The home field advantage, I think, helps. And in a really close game like this, I'm going to take AHST.
Okay, well, that's two for the Vikings, one for the Tigers, and one vote left. Matt is dug out on a limb.
I think I'm going to join Doug, actually, and I'm going to go with the Griswold Tigers on the road. I really like their ground game. It's kind of a lot of the same things that I've seen that Doug said. HST, they've kind of gotten by this year. It's a good start for them. It gives them a great base to build on. But I think Griswold's got the defense that can step up and overtake this game. And in the end, I've got a couple of co-workers are Griswold grads, so I'm going to make sure I stay in good company with them. So we're going with the Griswold Tigers.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know where your bread is, buddy. See how our program works. All right. We got two for Griswold, two for AHST here in game three. Let's move to game four now. Woodward Granger on the road at Audubon. Wheelers went on the road last week, picked up a win at Madrid, a perennial power. Great program down there, maybe not having the season they had anticipated, but Audubon picked up their first win last week on the road. Can they come back home and do it again against Woodward Granger? No. We watched Woodward Granger last year. Up there. Play. Who'd they play in the playoffs? Was it Griswold?
I don't remember.
Can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember now either. Pretty good ball club. Pretty good program. I like Woodward Granger in this one. I'd like to see the Wheelers win one at home, but boy, Woodward Granger's awful tough. Okay, Chris, your turn.
Yeah, this is a tough one to look at, I think. I kind of took a glance at you know, Woodward Granger so far. They do have a couple of wins already, but those two teams that they beat haven't won a game yet this year. So not too... And they do have more of a balanced offense, so that helps them a little bit. I did like what Audubon did on the road last week against Madrid, and I know, obviously, Madrid kind of a down season for them as well. This is tough. I don't know. I'm going to go. I might be by myself. I'm going to take the home team here. I'm going to go with the Wheelers.
Okay, one for Audubon. Matt, what do you like?
I'm going to go with Woodward Granger basically because – Chris went with Audubon.
Okay.
Just to go opposite and hopefully get another game on him, and we're just going to make sure he goes down this week.
Shake it up. Oh,
yep.
Okay. So everybody's piling on the two-time defending champ.
Yes, we are. Yep.
I got
when
you.
He goes down, he's going to go down hard.
Nobody likes the Yankees, huh? Well, Doug, we have one spot left to fill out in this game, and you're it.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, Chris did a little bit better research than I did, because on my sheet, I wrote nice wins for Woodward Granger versus Des Moines Christian Guthrie Center, but then I didn't realize that they hadn't won a game yet, so apparently my research staff didn't look quite as deeply as his did.
Got your kids helping again.
Yes, right. I am going to take the visiting team in this one. You know, it's an opportunity for Audubon to even out their record, but I think it's going to be a tough game for them.
That's three for Woodward Granger and Chris for Audubon here in this game. Game number five is a matchup of a couple of teams from the Western Iowa Conference and every other sport. Trainer is on the road at Tri-Center here in this one. Chris, who wins this?
This is another one of those fun games. If you kind of look at the schedule so far, and it's a pretty similar type of matchup. Both teams really like to keep it on the ground. They're going to do a lot of running the ball, live and good. And then Wellman for both teams are great backs, and they've done great things for them so far. I think Tri-Center's seen the little bit tougher competition, and I think like they feel like they probably have stumbled a couple of spots where they had a chance to get some other wins. So at home, I'll take Tri-Center.
Okay, that's one for Tri-Center. Matt, who's going to win?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tri-Center as well. I really thought they had a good chance last week against IK and Manning, and they did, lead for a good chunk of that game, just came up short at the end, or back and forth. But they've got everything going for them, and they've played definitely a tough schedule here so far in these first three ball games. So I'm going to go with the Trojans at home.
All right, that's two for the Trojans. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to take the Cardinals from Trainer, just because I know their mascot. I don't know. I saw Trainer's schedule, and I saw, they picked up a win against Red Oak. And last week, Red Oak picked up a nice victory against Obig, which I was kind of surprised by. So, I don't know. I'm going to take the visiting team.
6 degrees of football separation. Is that what this is? You're on your own, big boy. I'm taking Tri-Center. I like the Trojans at home. Yeah, you look at records. You got 2-1 versus 1-2. But yeah, like Chris said, I think Tri-Center's played some pretty decent competition here early. Lost some pretty tough ball games to some pretty good teams. So I like the Trojans at home. Let's move on here to game number 6 on our list. We have 3 games left to take a look at right now, and they're all from Class 3A now. We're going to start with Creston at ADM. Creston posting a home victory over Atlantic last week to start out their district play. And Matt, you get first crack at this one. What do you like?
Well, I think, first of all, ADM's victory over Glenwood last week was probably a little bit of a surprise. I think most of us thought that ADM was probably going to see a little bit of a drop-off this year, whereas Glenwood's on the other side of it, coming up and up here and getting things turned around for them. So to come up with that victory, it was probably a decent little surprise for them. So, so they've kind of got things going there. But Creston's still a tough ball club, up and down. They're going to play you very, very tough on defense. They can run the ball and get things done, and at the end of the day, I think they just, they know how to come out on top, so I'm going to go with the Creston Panthers on the road.
Okay, that's one for Creston. Doug, what do you like?
I think I'm going to agree with Matt. Creston has some kids that can really grind it out on the rushing game. ADM just flings the ball all over. They've quarterback's got 800 yards passing already, and 90 pass attempts, and so that's average about 30 pass attempts a game. So they're really throwing the ball around a lot. I think the Panthers will take this one.
Okay, I'm gonna go the other direction. I'm gonna take ADM at home. We watched Creston play last week, and what did they do? Turn the ball over 5 times, I think, or 4 times. There were 9 turnovers in the ball game between Atlantic and Creston. Atlantic threw 5 interceptions, and Creston couldn't seem to hang on to the ball. They kept fumbling the ball. I don't know. I'm going to try this one and see. At home, I don't think it's too terribly big a risk. I'll go with ADM at home. Chris, what do you like?
Well, they seem to kind of have a theme going here, because I think I'm going to lean towards your side, Jim. Just from seeing Creston last week and Atlantic's, they didn't have much of the opportunity, or, it just didn't work out to try to do much in the passing game. So Creston really wasn't tested that much in that side of the field. So that's where ADM, I think, will have an advantage here, trying to air it out a little bit against them. And Creston, they're kind of just inconsistent in that game that we saw them. So I'll take ADM here. I think that was a nice win for them last week, like Matt said, over Glenwood.
Well, it's a nice something to build off of, is what it is, and it happens in district play, too. It's always nice to start out your district that way. All right, we got 2 for ADM, 2 for Creston, and we have 2 games left. We'll take a look at those after we come back from this short timeout.
Hi, this is Brock Parlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Back now on Who's Gonna Win, we have two games to take a look at, yep, both in Class 3A. Carol is on the road at Harlan here in the first one that we have here to finish off our program. And Doug, you get first crack at this one. What do you like?
Well, this is an interesting one because, you know, normally you think about Harlan and Harlan being at home and pretty highly ranked. I think they even received a vote, one of the polls this week for number one. They're 3-0. You don't normally go into Merrill Field and win, but you know, I was impressed when we got to see the Tigers in Atlantic with their quarterback, Addison Ross. He seemed to have a nice arm, threw the ball well, put the ball where it needed to be to make his receivers catch it. He's completing over 65, approximately 65% of his passes this year, and hasn't thrown an interception yet. Where you look at the stats for Harlan, Jewel's got six TDs passing, but he's also got four interceptions. Don't know all the story behind all that. Sometimes that's just happened to go off your receiver's hands, and maybe those really aren't on him. But, you know, I'm going to take the little upset special here possibly and take the Tigers on the road.
Okay. Well, we're going to stir it up here right away. I'm not. I'm going to take Harlan at home because I've done that before. I've learned my lesson. I pay attention to history, so I am not doomed to repeat it.
I think the Carroll Tigers were 4-5 last year, and they beat Harlan.
Did they
in the first round of the playoffs?
They did.
All right. So the revenge factor is there, too.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
I should have picked Harlan, I think.
Well, you didn't. I just did.
Just okay. Talked to him.
Chris, what are you going to pick?
Well, Doug tucked me into my pick, then. I'm going to go with Harlan. Yeah, that does factor in a little bit. You know that those kids remember that, and the coaching staff's going to remind them of that, too. But at home, it's hard to pick against them, so until it's proved otherwise.
All right. Well, is Doug on a limb here, Matt?
Boy, I don't know. I like his stats that he's kind of thrown out there, though, you know, as far as Carroll, and they were impressive when they came to town. Here a couple weeks ago that they played a good solid defense and you know, were able to throw the ball. The quarterback's got good size. I mean, a really athletic kid. Harlan, you know, but Harlan's got a lot of kids back from last year. So I think they'll be reminded of that game, and it is at home. So I mean, Carroll walked in there last year and beat him at Merrill Field, but I think revenge will be there, so I'm going to go with Harlan.
Okay. That's Doug with Carol and the rest of us with Harlan here in this one. And our final game here tonight on the list is Lewis Central at Atlantic. Lewis Central's had a kind of a tough start to the season, about as tough as you can get, I suppose. They're 0-3, but they've lost three pretty decent games, three pretty close games. They've been very competitive in all those games against decent opponents. Atlantic picked up a win to start the season against Clarinda, but they've struggled since then. They did play a much closer game last week against Creston on the road than they did at home against Carroll the week before, but the Trojans still have some work to do. You just can't turn the ball over as often as they did last week and expect to win. Those five turnovers are kind of tough. I like the competition Lewis Central's played here early in the season. Like I said, all their games have been 7 points or less. I'm going to take Lewis Central here on the road. I just have a hard time thinking that they're going to go to 0-4 here. Chris?
Yeah, I was impressed last week watching Atlantic and kind of the resiliency that they showed to be able to fight and you know, make that a ball game. It could have got out of control, you know, early because they were down early, but were able to get back in it, made it you know, an interesting game to watch. They're starting to improve. You know, it's a young team. They're learning a lot of things out there. But like you said, on the other side, Lewis Central. I think the 0-3 is not very indicative of how good they are. It's been very tough competition, so I think they have a little bit of a slight advantage here. Atlantic, I think, still kind of a step away, so I'm going to take LC.
Okay, that's two. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Lewis Central as well, just based off everything you guys have said, well, you know, without going to the same. But their competition has been strong. Atlantic adding Dvorak back last week, gave him a little more running power in there. But, you know, they still can't throw the ball down the field and all those turnovers. So those are just things that they're going to have to get through.
Okay, Doug.
Does that mean you're taking LC?
Yes, I'm taking LC.
Well, LC's, they definitely got a gunslinger. They are, we referenced ADM and how much they pass the ball. LC's thrown the ball 108 times. I mean, that's all they do is throw the ball. They've got Austin Simmons back there and, you know, has been pretty effective throwing the ball. They don't run the ball a whole lot. You know, the one game I've seen the Trojans play in person was against Carroll. And, you know, that quarterback, as we said earlier, is a good quarterback. And it didn't look like we had the greatest success in slowing down their passing game. So, you know, with the fact that LC likes to throw it around like that, I guess I'm going to have to take the Titans and hope I'm wrong on that. I hope I go 7-1, and that's the one I lose.
Well, I hope you don't go 7-1, because then I've got a terrible record.
Yeah, you guys are in
because I've been against you a lot of times here this week. All right, that's four for Lewis Central here in this one. Again, Chris and I will have football coming up for you here in just a little bit. Southwest Valley at Cam. We're in Oneida, and we'll have the pregame show coming up for you in just a couple of moments. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock here this evening. Don't forget to tune us in here on AM 1220, FM 101.1 on the web. We're streaming live at KJAN.com. You can listen on your smartphones with the free KJAN app, and you can watch the game tonight as well. Go to the TV page at KJAN.com. We got you covered every which way with live video there, too. For Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, and Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here tonight for Week 4's edition of Who's Gonna Win?
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.